This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
In 1985, I and another artist, Richard Watson, embarked on a program called Philly Panache under the auspices of the Brandywine Workshop in Philadelphia. We did replacement panels. We worked with a group of 80 young people, 40 in the morning and 40 in the afternoon, and did a trompe l'oeil window and door replacements and for commercial and residential properties along Broad Street, North Broad Street, from Glenwood Avenue to Rising Sun. We put together a formula for replacing all the doors and window openings with paintings that were performed on 3/4-inch plywood by young people that had been hired for that summer. We spent the summer at North Broad Street painting these panels and then working with the clean and seal division of the streets department to put these panels up on these doors and windows along North Broad Street. Unbeknownst to us, the abandoned and vacant properties were neither abandoned nor vacant. They were inhabited by a group of squatters who had reoriented them toward the back so as to remain discreet, and so the whole front of the properties looked abandoned, but in the back there was quite a bit of liveliness and activities. So we work with the young people both morning and evening and afternoons making these hundreds of trompe l'oeil replacement panels. And the panels did in fact fool the eye. And beautified the neighborhood. It didn't repeople it or anything, but it did give a beauty to the cars passing by. What it did for the neighborhood, I don't know. I have very mixed feelings about it. I feel fine that the young people who work in the program were able to get paid and to see something that they had accomplished. However, in fact, fool the public it was. After that program, we had another program funded by the Urban Enterprise Institute in Washington, and this was in the Point Breeze section. And again, we had youth, but this was during the school year. The prior project was during the summer break when young people are out from school. This was during the school year, and it was an after-school program. Again, the young people painted the trompe l'oeil panels, and they were paid for doing so. So one group came on Tuesday and Thursday, and the other group came on Monday and Wednesday. We were off on Fridays, and on Saturdays, we brought all the kids in for human sexuality and substance abuse training, which I thought was a very good supplement to the program, and we did a number of different houses and businesses along the Point Breeze area of South Philadelphia. 2.5 years ago, Aaron Levy and I went to the Village of Arts and Humanities and talked to them about the program along North Broad Street, and they asked what would we do if we could use some of the vacant properties and land that they had. And we came up with the idea of fomenting Braille gardens. And I felt better about these gardens than I did about the trompe l'oeil panels. And it's mainly because I don't know what my feelings are about those panels and that what they seem to have promised sort of never came by. But came about, but we're working now on convincing people in the community and in various institutions that it would be a worthy project to put together these Braille gardens, which I call turf tagging, in that there will be writing on the ground, and these will be Braille humps, and each of these Braille installations would say something, starting out, I suppose, with my mantras, which, because of the involvement with the letters and the sparseness of letters that are necessary for my mantras, which are and knowledge, for knowledge, of knowledge, and with knowledge. And these do not take up a lot of space. They only take up the area that's covered by a cell and a half. It's covered by 1.5 letters of the Braille alphabet. Subsequently, we're able to put these down in an area and to be sort of very economic with the distribution of the letters and the use of the letters. Because of the limitations of space in the Slough Foundation building, where we're having to do the first installation after working for 2.5 years on this project, no one has come along with proper space, outdoor space, for us to build one of these. So we're building them inside, and we're putting one of the mounds outside in front of the Slough Foundation. We looked at Germantown. We looked from the Village of Arts and Humanities all the way up to across from Chestnut Hill College, and we had the idea of using that 7.8 linear miles to deal with the sparsely scattered vacant lots, and maybe putting Braille gardens in. But at this point, we're looking for other kinds of venues, such as museums with gardens and institutions that have either in their mission or at least have space that is available for us to maybe do something of this nature. So we're still in the process of while doing and planning for this, still looking for a venue.